I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. Amongst all the debate about how the healthcare system could be changed to be better, more affordable and more accessible, what is often lost is that being able to provide healthcare services at all begins with having enough doctors and other healthcare professionals to do so. You may have already heard whispers that our country is facing a shortage of physicians. And unfortunately, Texas is near the bottom when it comes to having an adequate number of physicians, ranking actually 45th in the nation in the number of physicians per 100,000 people. Dozens of Texas counties do not even have a single primary care physician to provide basic care for the local population. And while there are numerous ideas on alleviating the impact of the growing doctor shortage, ultimately, the solution is training more physicians, especially primary care physicians, where the need is greatest. And on the national front, the federal government is trying to close the gap by offering incentives, such as student loan forgiveness, to primary care physicians who work in medically underserved communities. At the state level, Texas is making headway on expanding existing medical school enrollment and adding several new schools. But one area that needs more focus is expanding the number of residency programs and slots available to medical school graduates at hospitals throughout the state. After all, where a doctor completes residency is a huge predictor of where he or she will spend their career, and that's something we all have a stake in. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.